Dis middagete tyd.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 24, Tzaneen 27, Emalahleni 23 degrees.
We've had a crash on the N1 southbound before the Buccleuch interchange. There's already queuing traffic. And Bedford View over at Galooly's N3 northbound, a stationary truck on the ramp to the N12 east.
We start in Limpopo, where a bus carrying mine workers and a truck collided in Steelpoort. The accident occurred this morning. Fatalities have been reported. Here's Limpopo Transport spokesperson Tidimalo Chwene.
The accident involves a bus and a truck with an unconfirmed number of injuries and fatalities. Details will be released once verified by responsible officers at the scene.
Gauteng MEC for Education, Mike Tomichilwane, says police are investigating allegations of abuse during a school camp held at a private campsite near Centurion. An independent law firm has been appointed to investigate the deaths of two learners from Davidson Skills School in Benoni. The boys drowned during a school trip on Monday.
The family has brought it to our attention that the kids were abused there. They were assaulted as from part of exercise because they used to, they said it was a disciplining camp, that's how they flagged it. Any other forms of abuse, they've raised with us.
Now, the grandmother of one of the boys who drowned says they're shocked and saddened by the incident. No Muso Matebula says they want justice.
We are very shocked about the news, and we saw it on TV. And then we'll be glad if the department, the MEC, fast-track investigation and those that are responsible brought to justice.
For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. Two more people have been added to the KPMG bursary fund fraud case, which is being heard in the Commercial Crimes Court in Palm Ridge this afternoon. Former KPMG bursary specialist Fidelis Mwema, who is the alleged mastermind of an elaborate 16 million rand scheme to swindle money, was joined by two co-accused, including a sergeant employed by the Tshwane Metro Police Department. The trio are applying for bail. To the Pretoria High Court now, where an application by former public protector Busisiwe Mkhubane to get her 10 million rand gratuity continues today. Mkhubane wants the court to force the Office of the Public Protector to pay her gratuity. The payment was held back after she was impeached in September last year. And the Global Wind Energy Council says wind industry is entering a new era of accelerated growth driven by increased political ambition. The Global Wind Report for 2024 reveals that the global wind industry installed a record 117 gigawatts of new capacity last year, making it the best year ever for new wind energy. I'm Chanel September. More news in Afrikaans at 2.
Thank you, Chanel. Yeah, okay, so you're talking about wind stuff. What about the temperatures for Gauteng going forward? You know, it's getting warmer and warmer as we head towards the weekend.
I saw.
Yeah. Today, 23 for Joburg, 25 for Pretoria. Tomorrow, 26 and 28. And no rain forecast. Hey, think it might be a hot weekend? Here's hoping. We got hot hits for you now.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
In the night I lie and look up at you. When the morning comes I watch you rise. There's a paradise that couldn't capture that bright infinity inside.